Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Faizan. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities, I welcome everyone to Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. Today, we have from the management, Shri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Shri A. Vishnu Verma, Director of Projects, Shri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, Shri K. Krishna Rao, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, Shri P.V. Vijayakumar, Vice President, Finance, Shri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, Shri M. Srinivasa Rao, Chief General Manager, Finance and Accounts, Shri S. M. V.S.R. Raju, Deputy General Manager, Finance and Accounts, and Shri P. Surendra Rao, Assistant General Manager, Finance. We will begin with opening remarks from the management, after which we will have the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to NCC Q4 FY23 earnings investors call. I thank you all for taking time to attend this. Before we start, I'll read out a small disclaimer, and we shall go into the subject. My voice is audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
So I may continue now. So the statements made here or in the presentations uploaded by the company are, to our best of knowledge, true, and any forward-looking statements are subject to certain factors beyond control of the company officials and management, and hence the audience are advised to use their discretion in their own analysis accordingly. Right. Now, we shall go into the performance of the company for this Q4 into account. I'll briefly start with certain opening remarks followed by Q&A. Prior to announcing my colleagues who are present here, I'm happy to introduce that Mr. Sanjay Pusarla, who has taken over as new CFO, and he's also present here.
Hi, everyone. This is Sanjay Pusarla.
Now, let us start. Barely the pandemic preceded, the war in Ukraine broke out in February 2022. Price of food, fuel, and fertilizer rose sharply. As inflation rates accelerated, central banks of advanced countries scrambled to respond to the monetary policy tightening. Many developing countries, particularly in the South Asian region, faced severe economic stress as a combination of weaker currencies, higher import prices, and the rising cost of living, and a strong dollar making debt servicing more expensive proved too much to handle. In the second half of 2022, there was a spike for governments and households. Commodity prices peaked and then declined. In the near term, the acute pressure was relieved, although the prices of some commodities remained well above their pre-pandemic levels. The capital expenditure program of the central government, which increased 63.4% in the first 8 months of FY23, was another growth driver of the Indian economy in the current year. Crowding in the private CapEx since the January-March 2000 January-March quarter of 2022. Further, FY23, we have seen RBI tightening its monetary policy, increasing repo rate a couple of times from 4%-6.5%. I may share here that we have seen to the extent of average 8.5%-9.3% increase in the interest rates of the borrowings of the company. Anyway, these forecasts, including the advanced estimates released by NSO, now broadly lie in the range of 6.5%-7%. Despite the downward revision, the growth estimates for FY23 is higher than almost all major economies, even slightly above the average growth of the Indian economy in the decade leading up to the pandemic. IMF estimates India to be one of the top two fast-growing significant economies in 2022. Despite strong global headwinds, tight domestic monetary policy, India is still expected to grow between 6.5%-7%, and that too without a base effect. It is a reflection of India's underlying economic resilience and its ability to recoup, renew, and re-energize the growth drivers in the economy. While that is so, NCC is well placed in terms of diversified execution capabilities. It has presently the orders on hand worth of 50,244 crores, having accretion of 25,895 crores of orders in FY 2023. I am happy to share with you that this is the highest ever order book achieved by the company. Also, I am sure you will appreciate that we touched 13,503 crores of revenue on standalone basis and 15,701 crores on console basis. This is growth of nearly 35%. Our console EPS stands at 9.77 as against 7.91 previous year. The numbers and details of the same are already furnished in the presentations uploaded in the website. Coming to last part of my briefing, while my other colleagues will go into detailing of the numbers, I may share with you that we are set to encash opportunities in all the spaces we are present and have plans to enter into new segments like defense, railways, under the ground tendering, etc. Our management felt that we should be able to grow by 20% in FY 2024 with more or less same EBITDA margin and PAT margins going up by 50 basis. So, with this conclusion with the opening remarks, I will now pass on to my colleague, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director, to bring out salient features of financial performance to you. As I said, please consider the chance to others too and choose and limit your questions without repetitions.
Hi, good afternoon to all of you. Thank you to my colleague, Mr. Vijay Kumar. He has already briefed about the macro environment surrounding the construction industry. And all of you are aware that the environment is not that much favorable to the companies, and we expect a positive environment going forward. Now we have uploaded the quarterly and yearly results into our company's website, and thereby we avoid the reading of the detailed numbers here to save the time, or otherwise to give the more time to you for asking more questions and thereby answers. If you come to the already the pointed out by this some of the analysts that good results were given by the company. So I believe that the performance of the company this quarter and for the year is almost too high in all aspects. So I want to touch the key highlights of the performance for the fourth quarter as well as for the year as a whole. The highest ever annual order inflow of 25,895 crores for the year as a whole. Similarly, the order book crosses 50,000 crores mark first time ever. Now stands at 50,244 crores. And reported highest ever annual consolidated revenue, 15,553 crores. Similarly, reported highest ever consolidated PAT of rupees 609 crores. The brought down debt, the debt level below 1,000 crores mark, the lowest in the last 1.5 decades, 974 crores. It is almost the first time the value addition by the group companies to the bottom line by about 40 crores. Highest ever dividend, 110% for the FY 23. The lowest total receivables collection days in last 5 years is 87 days. Then the lowest working capital days in the last 5 years, 107 days. And efficient conversion of order book into execution, registering lower book-to-bill ratio of 2.98 times. This is about the brief highlights of the performance of the company. Now going to the order book. In the year as a whole, the order book grown by 113%. Order book grown from rupees 39,361 crores to 50,244 crores. This is a growth of the order book about 28%. The order secured by the company excluded in the fourth quarter of the year about 13,283 crores. It was also higher in a particular quarter. The average order book size, if you see, is also highest ever, 4,578 crores. So it gives that a strong book on hand with a diversified portfolio and increased order value, average order value. So we believe that it gives a good momentum to going forward and to report good volume of revenues in the years to come. The order book composition division-wise, the order book revenues division-wise are given in the website. So thereby, the reading of the numbers division-wise, I'm not giving. But if anyone requirement after seeing the website, just we will read out basing on the questions arise from the investors. The operating performance, if you take about the consolidated level, the revenue reported for the fourth quarter is about 4,981 crores as against 3,492, a 43% growth. Similarly, EBITDA reported 72% growth in the fourth quarter, 465 crores against 270 crores. The PAT, excluding exceptional item, if you take that one, it is reported 217 crores against 261 crores, but a growth of 156 crores. You, all of you know that last year in the fourth quarter, company reported an exceptional gain on the sale of the NCC Vizag Urban property. As a result, the exceptional item is more in the fourth quarter of the last year. If you consider that exceptional item in the fourth quarter, the net profit is 242 crores, against which current quarter is 191 crores. If you compare that one, again, a negative growth is there. But once you exclude that one, there is a positive growth of about 200% or so. If you come to the 12 months period of the consol, there is reported, including other income, about 15,701 crores against 11,000 odd. A growth of 40% for the year as a whole. You observe that there is a continuous growth in the last 2 years as well as in the third year, the three consecutive years, the growth has shown first year 30%, last year 40%, now again 40%. On an average in the 3 years, I believe that one company has reached almost 100% growth levels. Now come to the EBITDA, has reported 43%. Growth for the year as a whole. Similarly, PAT, excluding exceptional item, reported 127%. Is it correct?
Considering the...
After excluding the exceptional item of the earlier years. So that is the performance of the consol, both for fourth quarter and 12 months. And come to the standalone, the fourth quarter, reported a revenue of 4,047 crores against 3,179, a growth of 27%. The revenue primarily driven by the buildings division and water division in this particular quarter. EBITDA increased by 59% and EBITDA margin increased from 8.52% to 10.55% in this quarter. Primarily the increase on account of lower input prices in Q4 comparing to the Q4 of the previous year. And a receipt of 41 crores claim from one of the BOT SPV. It is Western UP Tollway Limited. That company has received certain claims from NHI. In turn, NCC also earlier made a claim with SPV for its EPC contract. No, the 41 crores in this quarter the company received that amount. The PAT also reported 178 crores against 109 crores, represents 64% growth over the corresponding year. See, this growth again due to increased turnover besides the reasons what we indicated for the EBITDA. This is fourth quarter performance. Now come to the 12 months performance on standalone basis. Reported a revenue of 13,504 crores, a growth of 35%. Similarly, EBITDA also reported a growth of 35%, and PAT is 16% growth before excluding this exceptional item, and after excluding the exceptional item, the growth in the PAT is 65%, a PAT of 169 crores against 344 crores. The revenue increased by 35%, primarily driven by the building division, particularly Jal Jeevan projects of UP, ITC Nauroji Nagar of New Delhi, and Lucknow Airport. Here are some of the projects which have contributed main more into the top line. When you come to the other income, in this year the other income is increasing from 108 crores to 152 crores, an increase of 44 crores, which mainly represents by the profit or the gain on sale of investment property. There are two elements in this investment property. One is the land, what we sold in the Q3, and other one is about certain
possibly flats.
The Talapur flats are there, the sale of those investment property. Both together contributed a 44 crores gain for this year as a whole. That is only the reasons for increase in the other income for the year FY23. When you come to this balance sheet, I will read out the highlights of the balance sheet rather than reading the numbers. In the year financial year 23, the company has built up capex by about 232 crores for executing its larger size metro projects and high-rise buildings. Similarly, reported fixed assets turnover as high as 9.6 times for financial year 23, and exhibited an efficient working capital management by reporting working capital days as low as 107 days. And basing on overall improvement of the balance sheet, already basing on H1 financials, the credit rating, we got enhanced credit rating from India to India plus. But now again, basing on the annual results, we expect a further improvement in credit rating from existing India plus. The reported ROS on its core business, that is after excluding the investment group companies, as high as 15.3% for FY23. Similarly, the debt equity ratio further improved to 0.15 times. So when come to the cash flows, our standalone, a continuous positive cash flows from the general operating activities now report 873 crores against 1,296 crores of the previous year. And net cash flows used in investing activities is 132 crores against 131. And as a result, the free cash flows 741 crores. As against 1,165 crores of the previous year. The net cash flows used in financing activities is 749 crores against 1,099 crores. The balance sheet is both the sides, both assets and the liabilities side, reported a good numbers, good improvement. and the balance sheet, the ultimately result into the lower debt of 900 crores odd. And when you come to the net debt, after adjusting the cash flows, just come down to 182 crores. Now, when it comes to the other significant matters, AP projects, there is no any big change, and the outstanding from AP Capital City projects has come down from rupees 264 crores to 157 crores. So the exposure towards the AP Capital City projects at this moment stands at 157 crores, and bank guarantees stands at 267 crores. There is a further decline from 346 crores of the opening balance to 267 crores in this year. As far as SEMCOR is concerned, we inform you that the arbitration proceedings are over. And the arbitration, we believe that order is under preparation, and we expect between June to September 23 the arbitration award. Similarly, the TACA understands we current year we made a provision 14 crores for TACA liability towards interest since the settlement is yet to take in place, and management is trying for amicable settlement and hope that in a couple of months, the settlement may arise. And in terms of group companies, loans and advances, in the current year, FY23, the investment we received back from NCC International also made about 41 crores. Similarly, the loan, what we given to NCC Urban, also entered loan balance of 22.31 crores we received back. As a result, some inflows happened from the group companies in the FY23. And also the mobilization advance, when you see that there is a good amount of mobilization advance received in this year, about 750 crores. All these aspects primarily driven to make or bringing down my debt level to below 1,000 crores and net adjusted debt level to 182 crores. If you take the trade receivables, there is also an improvement in the trade receivables, which on a macro level showing that there is a reduction in the trade receivable days from 97 days to 87 days. And in terms of states, there is an improvement in trade receivables from in the Telangana state, AP state, and the UP state also improvement is there, but because of more work done in the UP, the trade receivable stands higher than other states as of 31st March 23. And there is a significant improvement happened in the realization of the old trade receivables more than 3 years. So there is an improvement from that figure. So overall, I can say there is an improvement, and also the current year, some of the claims also we received, there is a whole long one. And if you come to the unbilled revenue in fact is a little increase, that is only 1% increase over the financial year 22 happened in the current year because of the more of EPC nature projects. But there is no any significant increase when you compare to the percentage of UBR turnover in the last 4 years. It is ranging from 21% to 24%. In the year FY20, it is 21%. In FY21, it is 24%. In FY22, it is 23%. And in FY23, again, 24%. And more or less in the same range, the UBR, in terms of UBR in proportion to the turnover. Is in general about the company's performance. If any leftover areas basing on the questions, if you ask why, we will clarify those things. Now pass on.
Thank you, my colleague Gaurav Saju, for detailing the numbers. If anybody has questions, they can go ahead now. As I said, please consider the chance for others too. And choose and limit your questions without repetitions. Yeah, please go ahead. We'll take the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, congratulations on robust performance.
Shravan, your voice is breaking. This is the operator. Mr. Shah, we are not able to hear you.
I hear clearly.
Mr. Shah, please repeat your question. Now it is audible.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations on robust performance and historic performance on across all the parameters. First is just wanted to clarify in opening remarks, we said in terms of the guidance, 20% revenue growth for FY24, same EBITDA margin. Does that mean the EBITDA margin for FY23, which was around 10.6 or 10.1 or fourth quarter 10.6 and NPM improvement by 50 bits. It is from FY23 and also the order inflow. How much are we looking at for this year FY24?
Yes, now the guidance we given on the top line is about 20%. Similarly, the order inflow also we expect in the similar level, and come to the margins level, we expect at bottom line or at net profit level about 50 base points, roughly 40% to nearly 40% growth from the previous year.
Sorry, sir, you said 40% growth in profit that you are looking at in FY24.
Now, the top line growth is 20%.
Yeah, that I got. Last line you said 40% growth. So, at net profit margin, we are looking at 50 which increase in the net profit margin. Or we are saying that 40% growth in PAT.
Yes, yes. At the 50 base points are 40% similar to that normally at the net profit level.
Okay. Got it. And second, in terms of the debt that we have reduced now significantly, so how are we looking at the debt levels and also in terms of the finance cost, so which is around 500 odd crore for this year, so 510. So how one can look at in terms of the finance cost for this year?
Yes, in terms of debt, we further expect to reduce by another 100 or 200 crores since the company has a 20% growth plans. And again, here two important subjects for the to talk on the debt. One is the SIMCorp, and another one is NCC Vizag Urban. So if these two positive aspects or outcome are materialized in the year of 2024, the debt will come down drastically, another by 100, 600, 700 crores. See, it depends upon the outcome of these two major elements. And NCC Vizag Urban in the current year, as per the terms, we didn't receive the amounts. And basing on the latest status review with the buyer, in FY24, the equity portion of 150 crores expect to release, and the loan part is there. That they asking for another 2 years, that is 24-25 and 25-26. This is the, at this moment, the schedule of realization of this NCC Vizag Urban.
Okay, and then in terms of the finance cost?
Finance cost in terms of percentage, it comes down to 3.9 of the 4% from the top of the 4.6. And in terms of absolute terms, it would be there around 500 to 520 crores.
Okay. Lastly, so the data points on the balance sheet front, retention money, mobilization advance, unbilled revenue, and group exposure. So also, if you can split into the loans and investment to group companies.
That we will read out to those numbers after the call.
Sorry, sir. You said you will read out at the end of the call.
Yes, end of the call.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers this quarter. So to begin with, I mean, what I want to understand was, so it's been an extraordinary year in terms of order inflows, but if you could help us reconcile the number, because when I look at the announcement that you made on the stock exchanges, the number that I get is lower than what you report in your presentation or in the press release for the results. So what would explain this difference? Because as far as I know, I think the announcement that you made on the stock exchange for Q4, the number works out to be almost around 6,000 odd crore rupees. And if I were to look at our press release for the results and adjust for the first 9 month number, it works out to be more than 13,000 odd crore rupees. So if you could help us understand the gap, please.
And now that the issue is there, primarily two parts represent that difference.
JGM and MDO.
So two projects. One is MDO project. In MDO project, we got the 30-year project. That is 30,000 crores at that time. So including 30,000 at a time into the order book does not reflect the proper way. That's why internal management taken a call equal to 3 years order value we are including in the order book. But every year we are adding at the year end basing on the progress of the project. So that contributed about 3,000 crores in the order book now. That is one aspect. The second aspect is the Jal Jeevan projects. The phase two we got, and phase three projects also they given. So phase three projects, in the initial also phase two projects when they given, the order value, on a tentative basis they mention they cancel that value, and subsequently they crystallize it basing on the number of the villages and the number of bore wells to erect. Basing on that, they are giving, and as a result, after DPS prepared for the villages identified, so basing on that, the DPR, the values they are arriving, and entering the contract on a piecemeal basis for various districts, for various villages. This is running into hundreds. So in the fourth quarter, from the February 23 to March 23, in these 2 months, various agreements they concluded, that value is roughly about 4,200 crores or so. And further to that one, some increase, decrease in scope in various projects are there. All these put together, around 6,000 crores, whatever difference you are asking, that represents.
It says, and when I look at the order backlog, how much would be from our own subsidiary company, the Pachwada? How much would that number be?
That is about 4,000. Pachwada coal mining is about 4,393, the order book backlog, what we consider the order book of 50,000 crores.
Okay, sure. And second was, I mean, we've seen significant drop in our debt number, but I am assuming a part of this is also because Q4 generally tends to be very strong in terms of receipts, because most of these government agencies, authorities, release payments to exhaust their budgets. Fair to assume that at least in H1 we will get to see debt go up again, because generally H1 tends to be a little slow in terms of payments, right? I understand, I mean, you could again have similar situation wherein you will be able to receive significant amount and that would come down. But H1, is it fair to assume that the number could go up?
That is the working capital cycle of the construction industry. If you see the last 2-3 years, what you observed is correct, coming down in the fourth quarter, in the March month particularly, going up again in the Q1 and Q2. The trend would be continued, but how much is it in the same level or not, that is a different thing. But the trend continues, particularly for the coming down the debt in this year is the more orders the company secured in the terminal part of the last year. As a result, more mobilization advances were received, and also more collections were happening in the fourth quarter, particularly in UP projects where there is even projects are executing. All this help to bring down the debt. Again, the Q1, Q2, the debt will go up and again will come down. That scenario will be continued.
Okay. As a matter of principle, you need to compare the same number at the end of Q4 of last year and Q4 of this year. If you do that, 1184 crores was the bank balance outstanding at the end of Q4 FY 2022. Compared to the same quarter this year, the debt has been come down to 980 crores. Even that way, you can see the significant decrease in the debt.
And so just one last one is Vizag open. I mean, it has taken us some time to get our payments in place, and we've received only one tranche. Is there any risk of this deal not going through, or it'll only be extension that you would have to extend and the payments would come for sure? And also, if you could help us understand whether the land has been put to use by the buyer, or it is still lying idle with the buyer?
Yes, there are three aspects are there. One is particularly the real estate market in Andhra Pradesh. Since it is a big pocket of land, the market is not that much favor to them to sell as they plan, as they committed to pay out of the proceeds. And the loan, what they committed is to pay by using the proceeds from the further sale by them. So, and in the initial also, some time, more time taken for documentation or crystallization or survey or identification or any small issues. But prima facie, there is no any big issue as far as the land or legality and other are concerned. Only it is market perception.
Thank you.
You see, the equity portion, we do not, we expect that it should flow within this year itself. However, the debt portion of 300 crores plus interest, it will flow in another next 2 years.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers and especially strong work on balance sheet. So my first question is on the, is it possible to provide us the order book breakup?
Can you just be louder, please?
Is it possible to provide us the order book breakup between central government, state government and private agencies? And how much is exposure to Karnataka state government, if any? This is the first question.
Just we will tell you in a couple of minutes those numbers. Now the macro, the classification of the order book is the central government to orders. Funding wise, we break down into the funding wise, the central government funded projects are 15,600 crores, state government funded projects are 22,600 crores, PSUs 4,000 crores, 7,000 crores PSUs, the totaling to about 50,000 crores.
Understood, sir. Are you classifying JJM into central government funded? Is the right understanding?
To now, ADB and the AIB banks funding also there. And the central government funding, these UP projects, 51% by the central government. That alone is there now, about 12,000 crores or so on hand orders.
Has any exposure to Karnataka state government?
Now, if we take the central government to the Karwar projects, seabed projects, where 2,000 crores plus orders are there, that is from the central government. Like that, all we added wherever the central government to is a major driver for the payments.
Understood, sir. Any exposure to the Karnataka state government?
Hello?
Any exposure to Karnataka state government funding?
Exposure is about 4,000 crores. It represents 8% of the total order book.
And have you seen any slowdown in this after the government taking over? Is there any slowdown in the execution?
Only 1 month, less than a month is over, isn't it? But the orders what we have, 4,000 crores, they were received primarily 3 years back, 2 years back, 1 year back. The orders what we received in the year 22-23, hardly about 1,097 crores, which represents 2% of the total order book. And my team, when we reviewed with the team, they are not anticipating any the stoppage or this one, for this even recent 2-4 projects. And our exposure is not there in the last projects of 4 numbers of 1,097 crores. In fact, we received mobilization advance from 2 projects, and the money of the government department is with us about 26 crores, if you analyze in that way, this one. So as far as exposure of the all the projects put together, 4,000 crores is not that much in the books of accounts in terms of trade receivables, in terms of UBR, retention money, etc. So we are not foreseeing any impacts or any effects going forward on this one. And we have to wait and see about the latest 4 projects. In that 4 projects also, 2 projects received about 4-5 months back, and 2 projects we received 2 months back, like that are there.
Understood, sir. My second question is, sir, on the, is it possible for you to lay out the order outlook segment-wise for FY24 And are you targeting a flat order inflow, or are you targeting 20% higher order inflow than FY 2023?
Flat to increase inflow for that. Yes.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, congratulations on a good quarter and the year. My first question is on international business. So, can you help us, like, what's any update on the international business? Because we're planning to shut it down and focus on domestic. Can you help us with that?
Yes. Yes, already international business, for the last two, three years, people are working on the closing, and almost they reached 95%-96% level to close the transactions. All the projects are over. Only one project is in execution. There is also people expecting in another three, 4 months, they reach the final stage of that project. As far as the collections are concerned, also happened in the year, FY 2023, and they paid back about 41 crore. Now, the loan, the investments outstanding to get back from the international segment is about 38 crore.
Okay. So net exposure in international market is only about 38 crore now?
38 crore, Oman. And another exposure, 220 crore is there, NCC Infrastructure Holding Mauritius Limited, where one asset is there, that Harmony Dubai project asset. That basing on that asset realization, the balance, net exposure comes down. What is 124 crore is there as of 31st March 2023 in the books of accounts.
Yes, sir, my second question is on the debt reduction. So you said that there has been a big jump, almost 750 crore of, you know-
Your voice is very low. You need to be a little louder.
Please repeat louder.
Okay. So you said that the debt has reduced significantly, but it is on the back of also large part of mobilization advance, increase in mobilization advance. So I think you received 750 crore of mobilization advance in this year. Just wanted to get a sense, how much was the mobilization advance standing as of third quarter and as of fourth quarter, and are these interest bearing?
Okay.
No, this is another.
Now, the fourth quarter, the 31st March 2023, standing 2,075 crore, and by third quarter ending, it stands at 2,100 crore.
Not much change. So 2,075, you are saying, as of fourth quarter, right?
750 crore, 700 crore change is there.
Okay, 750 crore is the change. Oh, there's a big jump in... Yeah. That has gone towards reduction in your, basically, bank borrowing. And these interest, these mobilization advance are interest bearing, or this incremental 750 crore?
In majority of the thing what is in interest-free advances, but if you take the company as a whole, almost at 50% level are there, interest bearing and non-interest bearing.
Okay. 50% is interest bearing, 50%. Okay. Okay, sir, thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
What I request at this stage is, please restrict your questions-
That interest bearing.
And give chance to others. We'll conclude the call.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, if I understand it correctly, you are looking at flat order inflow this year, FY 2024. Can you help us understand which are the big ticket projects that you are looking in? As in, you are looking at the high-speed rail package C3 in your assumptions, or are you looking at the UP-based water projects? Can you give us some color on those pictures?
In the electrical, my colleague, Mr. Neeraj Sharma, will explain about this part.
Mr. Natarajan, good afternoon. Mr. Natarajan, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. You're audible.
Right. See, essentially, our business is a play on the opportunities available in the market. So, you know, high-speed railway, when new packages come up for bidding, we definitely do participate. We have participated in the past as well. Other than this, there are a couple of other big opportunities. You know, JJM we have already touched upon in the morning. We have substantial, you know, order book from this space, and a lot of projects are coming up for bidding. Then we have a big division devoted to electrical projects. So I hope you are aware about this RDSS scheme of the government. So a lot of projects are coming up there as well. So it's really a play. Whenever the projects are ready for bidding, as and when they are announced, we definitely, you know, intend to bid for those projects.
I appreciate that. But sir, my second question will be more on the non-fund based limits, which we were planning to enhance it to 15,000 crore. Plus some fund-based limits we have, almost like 2,200 crore. What is that position looking like at this point in time?
No, the total limits available with the company is 15,200 crores now. Including fund-based limits of 2,200 crores and 13,000 crores of fund-based limits. Non-fund-based limits of 13,000 crores and 2,200 crores of fund-based limits. This is spread over 14-bank consortium led by SBI, and as of now we are comfortably placed with the meeting our BG requirement and LC requirement and all that. So now, based on this financial performance of this year and outlook for this year, we are going to seek additional limits from the bankers consortium very soon.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations for the great performance, and also thanks for uploading the presentation before the call. So two questions from my side. First, what would be our pending order book in Andhra Pradesh, and also what would be our overall receivables from these bodies? And the second is, what is the kind of capex that we expect to incur in FY24? Thank you.
Okay. As far as AP order book is concerned, there are two parts. One part is about the old part which we secured prior to the change of the government. That old products now had to execute stands at only 700 crores. And subsequently we secured some other new projects. Those projects stand at 2,709 crores, totaling to 3,400 crores, the orders of Andhra Pradesh state, which represents hardly about 1.5 to 1.6% of the order book. And as far as exposure is concerned, we have an exposure now about 157 crores relating to AP capital city projects. Earlier it was 264 crores. Similarly, the bank guarantees. Earlier, or at the end of the previous year, we have 346 crores. Now it has come down to 267 crores. These are the numbers about the AP projects, AP state.
And the capex guidance, sir?
Yes, for the capex for the year 23-24, you are asking.
Yeah.
So about 275 crores or so we are planning. It depends upon how we receive the new projects. We cannot give exact the figure. Only it is an estimate of the what we consider in the our business plan. If you get any and new verticals, the projects like tunneling, bullet to speed train projects, again the capex get increased.
So lastly, what was the execution in the international subsidiaries this year?
That terminal part, very small part is there. That was over balance some 5 to 6 or 7 crores is there. So last year execution is
claim received 40.
So, including what we got the claims, about 245 crores. In the top line, 45 crores is participated from the International World Women.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. One clarification, that guidance on revenue growth and margin that has been given, that's for standalone or consolidated, sir?
That is standalone.
Okay, fine, sir. And one another question is, on the credit rating, I think you did mention briefly that a couple of factors that are probably the improvement that we have seen in financials. So can you guide what exactly goes into the improvement of credit rating and when this review is expected, sir?
See, the general surveillance is due sometime down. You know, the last time, if you see, the rating was taken in mid-time review and was enhanced from A- to A, A to A+. This time also we are requesting them, because of the substantial performance posted by the company, and there is a tremendous change in the numbers in terms of ratios. So we are asking them for the mid-term review. Hopefully, let us see how the things will move.
Okay, fine. And maybe one last question. Karnataka government, you mentioned that the total order is around, order book is around 4,000 odd crores. So this includes the metro work?
You see, this question is already explained. What I request is, people should restrict their questions and then give a chance to others in looking to the limited time we have. All right? Okay, anyway, what's your question?
No, my question was, like, you know, Karnataka state government order is 4,000 odd crore. So this includes the Bangalore metro work?
Yes. Includes that Bangalore metro rail works.
The funding
that itself represents 2,000 crores, isn't it now?
Which is jointly funded by central government.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Deepika Bhandari from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. I just need two questions from my side. So any comment on SEMCOF arbitration and TACA?
Then already we explained that one, and the arbitration process is over and arbitration order is under preparation, and we expect that order between June to actually, we are talking about TACA. TACA, there is no any significant improvement over the TACA, but we are trying for amicable settlement with the TACA. That may take some time.
Okay. So another last question from my side. Order book, the order book and order inflow does not include the April orders that we have received. Is my understanding correct?
You are right.
Yeah, that is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we may take one or two questions now, and we are at the close of the session, please.
Sure, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Jiten Roshi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations, good set of numbers. Sir, my question would be on the order inflow and the revenue. So you're given
Mr. Roshi, sorry to interrupt you. Please use the handset mode. The audio is very.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you, sir. So in terms of the revenue guidance, we are giving 20% top line growth. Sir, my question would be, what would be the contribution this year from the newer projects? So the projects like almost 13,000. Crore plus we have won in Q4. So we are expecting the 16,000 crore of revenue only from the old order backlog, or we can expect something from the new project in FY24 at a contribution revenue.
So 85 to 90% from the existing orders, and 10 to 15% to participate from the new projects.
So these new projects which are won in Q4, right, sir?
Yes.
And sir,
new products means new products which are going to get in the year 23-24.
Sir, any L1 projects as of now? Can you highlight the L1 projects in terms of value and segment?
We will not disclose L1 projects, so not. But you know that in April we received about 3,000 crores. And in a couple of days, the company also put the in website the orders received in the May month.
Sir, just last thing, you are expecting 26,000 crore of inflow this year. But sir, considering being an election year and from December we are expecting code of conduct, do you feel that this 26,000 crore of inflows we can achieve this year with only now 7-8 months remaining? How confident are you, and from which particularly which segments and broadly drive it? You explained electrical division, but not in terms of value, but in terms of value, which sector, how confident you are from which government agency you can get more orders in terms of value, and this year being election year. Can you please highlight on that, sir?
All verticals are working on that one, and more of vertical division, the biggest orders opportunity in the market are there. So companies continuously working on those things. Similarly, the company also working on the new verticals like tunneling or bulletproof trains. So the major products opportunities are there in the market. People are working accordingly. The business plan is there. That whether we receive or not, that is a different thing again. What is the plan of the company? Just we explain.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Any closing remarks from your end?
Yeah, I think this is all right. Now we'll close the call. Thank you everyone for taking the time. I thank Vaibhav and JM Financials for arranging this call successfully. Thank you each and everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.